Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, October the 9th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing political developments in Zimbabwe and also keeping an eye on what is happening in the Middle East. First, with Saturday's attack on Israel saturating the global news media, people around the world are reacting with large-scale rallies. Aaron Ranen reports from New York.
Two separate protests engulfed the streets of New York City on Sunday afternoon. In the first, hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators assembled in Times Square to express their support for the Hamas attack on Israel that has claimed hundreds of lives. The attack, they argue, was justified.
To the sea, Palestine will be free.
I think anything that we see has to be viewed in its historical context, right? It has to be viewed in the context of 75 years of ongoing Israeli ethnic cleansing, displacement, and violence against Palestinians.
To blame them for reacting is absolutely horrific. I'm not pro-violence for anyone, but this is it's horrific. And I want people to understand Palestinians are people, and they deserve to be free.
On the other side of the city, in front of the United Nations headquarters, hundreds of demonstrators gathered to demonstrate solidarity with the people of Israel.
The point to be here is to support the Israeli government against the crimes of the Hamas regime and to support the Israeli people, my people. I'm here, I'm crying with them. Soon or later, we will hunt them, each and every one of them.
Many expressed incomprehension of the Hamas militants' raid.
They're kidnapping small children and babies right out of their beds in their homes. And they're using them as pawns to try to free terrorists. This is insane.
Against the backdrop of street protests, Mayor Eric Adams of New York City affirmed his steadfast support for Israel on Twitter. In a moment when innocent people are being slaughtered and children kidnapped in Israel, it is disgusting that this group of extremists would show support for terrorism. I reject this. Do not use our streets to spread your hate. As the conflict is still in its initial stages, demonstrations like the ones in New York City Sunday will likely continue. Aaron Ranen, VOA News, New York City.
And tensions ran high as Israeli and Palestinian expats participated in rival rallies in Washington State. Natasha Muzgovaya reports from Kirkland.
Two rallies faced off Sunday in Kirkland, Washington. Israel expats came to support their country in its war on Hamas following the attack carried out at dawn Saturday. Pro-Palestinian rally participants came to express support for Gaza and what they said is the Palestinian right for resistance. Tensions flared with Israeli protesters accusing opposing rally participants of supporting terrorists. Local police used paintball guns and pepper spray irritant to disperse the clashing parties that eventually settled on opposite sides of a road. Pro-Palestinian rally participants carried posters demanding release of all Palestinian prisoners and decrying U.S. military aid for Israel. Participants of the pro-Israeli rally, displaying flags of Israel in the United States, carried posters with images of victims of Hamas attack. Some said they were shocked to see anyone in the United States openly supporting those who deliberately killed and kidnapped whole families.
They want us dead. They just want us dead. They don't want peace. They don't want nothing. They were planning this attack for many, many months back now. They just were waiting. We have more than 800 people dead, 200 people kidnapped, elderly people, kids, babies, women.
Ofid Bashari said taking part in events in support of Israel is something that helps the community shaken by the tragedy hold together.
I feel terrible. I feel that this is the only thing I can do from being far away from my family and my friends. We have family that's captured by Hamas. We have all our friends that are all right now are in the army. They're going and it's just insane. What's going on over there is insane.
On the pro-Palestinian side of the road, Amin Odeh said the violence didn't start with Saturday's attack.
We're here to show support for our people in Gaza Strip. They've been under siege for the past 17 years. Nobody likes to see civilians being attacked on either side. So we're saying to people that they have been kidnapping our people. We have 7,000 Palestinians in Israeli jails. And we can't just say it started yesterday. It started in 1948. This started 75 years ago, not just this weekend.
After more than 2 hours, both rallies dispersed peacefully. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Kirkland, Washington.
A Zimbabwean living in Israel, Vivian Nomalanga Bebe, told Studio 7 yesterday that the situation was tense.
We realized it. Rockets were raining all over, only to discover that as rockets were being fired all the way from the border to places like Tel Aviv, where I live, already there were infiltrators that side, attacking residents, like, on ground. So a lot of people were hurt, and quite a number of people were killed, including soldiers. And I understand there are some who were taken hostage into Gaza, like Israeli residents who were taken hostage. So right now we're being told to stay indoors. Like today I didn't go to work. We're being told to stay indoors because as it is right now, the security forces are all over the place trying to locate these people, because they are believed to be inside, like, central, like where I live, it's in central Tel Aviv. So they are believed to be some of the infiltrators inside here already.
That there was a Zimbabwean living in Israel, Vivian Nomalanga Bebe. Zimbabwe's parliament started a 3-day induction seminar that is being attended by parliamentarians from both ZANU-PF and CCC. That Citizens Coalition for Change parliamentarians boycotted the opening of parliament last week, accusing President Emmerson Mnangagwa of being an illegitimate president. Addressing parliamentarians, the Speaker of Parliament, Advocate Jacob Mudenda, called on lawmakers to work in unity and to respect the country's constitution.
It is luminary that we make the constitution and standing rules and orders our Bibles. We are thus enjoined to be open to dialogue and debate, valuing diverse perspectives and working collaboratively to find lasting solutions to the nation's challenges. Fifthly, and finally, to be honorable is to exhibit a genuine love for country, patriotism, a passion that transcends personal gain, self-interest, and is rooted in a deep commitment to the common good of our motherland, Zimbabwe. Real active members of parliament, the honorable ones, are really that we must call MPs. Madam President, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, need I remind you of the central role that Parliament plays in ensuring the prudential utilization of scarce public resources?
That was Speaker of Parliament Advocate Jacob Mudenda in Harare. Opposition CCC Chief Whip Amos Chibaya says it was important for all parliamentarians to attend the induction seminar currently underway.
Today is not a solar day. Today is the day for the induction, where members of parliament are being inducted for one of the roles and responsibilities as members of parliament. So it's completely different from the day when parliament was officially opened by Mr. Mulaka.
So are you going to be attending events?
Which events?
Parliamentary events?
Definitely, definitely. I'm sure you heard the speaker. He spoke clear that we've got three arms of the state. That is the executive, the judiciary, and also parliament. If he clearly outlined the roles of the executive, that is to implement laws. The roles of the judiciary, that is to interpret laws. The roles of the of parliament, that is to make laws. So definitely we come to parliament to represent the people who elected us under a flawed election. Mm-hmm.
And we understand that you were given some punitive measures after you responded to the sauna. What is your message in relation to
What I heard, if I heard him correctly, I think the speaker, what he said, something is obvious. If you don't attend the parliament, how do you expect to get fair offers? If you don't attend the parliament, how do you expect to get allowances? If you don't attend the parliament, how do you put any hotel under parliament? It's clear, it's given. That's what I heard from him, unless there's something new. I'll respond.
They also said we are looking forward to look at some of the laws that can make sure they punish you more. They tasked the leader of government. For ways to punish you more.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I don't think, because these bodies are run by the law. We follow the question of the land. And the parliament will follow a steady code of parliament. In as far as the finance, the political finance act is concerned, I don't see any way where it links with our boycott.
Mm-hmm. So, is there to punish you again, what will be your response?
I think let's cross the bridge when we get to the rest.
That was a CCC Chief Whip in Parliament, Amos Chibaya, speaking to Studio 7's Mlondolozi Ndlovu in Harare. We also spoke to ZANU-PF Mashonaland Central Senator James Makamba.
As you know, the Parliament is constituted into the House and the Senate. This program today of induction is extremely important. It's essential in that you have members who have been returned to Parliament, but you have a lot of new members who are coming in who need to be taught, to be educated about the goings-on of Parliament. So this is a must. You interact with fellow MPs. The Speaker of the House gave the opening address, and he articulated the various facets of Parliament and how it works. And we are now breaking down into different presentations, starting with the clerk of Parliament. So it's a must, the induction. It's extremely important. Thank you.
That was ZANU-PF Mashonaland Central Senator James Makamba speaking to Studio 7's Mlondolozi Ndlovu in Harare. CCC leader Nelson Chamisa has written to the Speaker of Parliament advising him to ignore the letter he received from one Sengezo Chabangu claiming to be the interim Secretary General of the party. Mr. Chamisa said Chabangu was not a member of the CCC and that any communication to Parliament on behalf of the party would come from his Chamisa's office. Chabangu's letter was recalling 15 CCC MPs, and we are going to be watching to see what is coming out of this development. And Zimbabwe opposition member and former lawmaker Job Sikala is ill in prison. Sikala has spent over 15 months in remand prison and is said to be passing blood in his stool for the past week. We will give you an update as more information becomes available. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss political developments in Zimbabwe, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora of the CCC. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to see you. I'll start off with Mr. Masimba Mavaza, who's on Skype for ZANU-PF. We've seen so many developments happening on the ground. What's your take on what we're seeing happening in the country currently regarding the issues of the recalls and things like that?
When we speak about issues of recalls, we are particularly referring to the CCC confusion within itself. It was a recall by a member of the CCC, which was to the Speaker of Parliament, and today we saw a letter from Nelson Chamisa urging the Speaker of Parliament to disregard the letter of recalling sent by his own member. So we look at that. It shows you the confusion is inborn. It is in the blood of the CCC, the Citizen Coalition of Confusion. And again, we further see that today, Parliament had started the induction course for parliamentarians. The most surprising thing, which in other ways we can call a confusing aspect, we saw the same members of Parliament of CCC who ran away from the official opening of the same Parliament, rushing to attend the induction. So it means they are blowing hot and cold from the same mouth. This is the level of confusion the people see. And what I can say is we thank God they were not put near the State House. Otherwise, the whole country would have been thrown in a serious confusion. But we are happy now that that has not been done. Parliament, they've done induction. The sitting will start in earnest, and all the two houses will be sitting separately, the Senate and the House of Parliament. And what the citizens of Zimbabwe, what we must learn is people is not ready for governance. They can't govern themselves. They can't govern their few members, and they can then be trusted with governing the whole country. So, yes, when we look at these happenings, it's fine. And they demonstrated, exhibited their total confusion and their total lack of understanding of governance in any aspect of governance.
Thank you. I'll now cross over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. You're hearing there, Mr. Mavaza, alleging that your party is disorganized on what we're seeing happening in Parliament. What's your take?
It is said that ZANU-PF is the one that is actually disorganized. ZANU-PF is the one that is, can you hear me?
Yes, carry on, please.
So, yeah, ZANU-PF is the one that is causing confusion in the august house of our parliament. They've reduced our parliament, to a circus. You know, you see what they are doing. They are clearly trembling and defecating on our constitution, the constitution of the nation. How does Mudenda, the Parliament of Zimbabwe, just take a letter from no one, from a nobody, a person who is not a member of CCC, a person who is clearly not a leader of CCC, and they accept a letter from that person, and they recall the official elected members of Parliament of Zimbabwe, you know, putting into line the people of Zimbabwe that took time to elect these members of Parliament. It is ZANU-PF, obviously, that is disorganized. And as citizens, as the people of Zimbabwe, we must say no to this child play by ZANU-PF. We now have to draw the line. And I want to warn ZANU-PF that they are going to see the full wrath of the citizens of Zimbabwe, because as citizens, we are prepared to defend our constitution. We are prepared to defend the democracy of our nation. And we are prepared to defend for what the people of Zimbabwe voted for what we voted for in the 2023 election. We cannot allow ZANU-PF to defy the will of the people. The people voted. Those members of parliament are legally in parliament representing the people of their constituencies, representing their political party, that is CCC. So this nonsense that has been brought about by FAZ, by ZANU-PF, by the CIO, and roping in people like Shabangu and many others is not going to be tolerated by the citizens. And I can tell you that ZANU-PF is going to see that citizens have power. The people of Zimbabwe have power. Simbarevanu veZimbabwe vacharuona neyavatangai. Nekuti hatingarambe tichishandiswa neZANU-PF semashandisirwo atiri kuita. Kuti tinoshanda nesimba toisa vanhu vari kudiwa nevanhu, vasarudzwa nevanhu, vopinda muparliament. Iyo ZANU-PF yonoita matakanana ayo, yobvisa vanhu ivavo. Inyika here iyoyo?
So, Mr. Jokor, are you then saying that, you know, the letter has actually been sent out for people to be recalled from parliament?
That is what we are seeing. That is what we are seeing. And it said that the parliament of Zimbabwe is accepting a letter that comes from Norway. So it means you, Mavelas, or myself, or even Mavaza there, or anyone in this country can just sit down and write a letter and say, I'm now the president of CCC, I'm now the SD of CCC, therefore so and so should be recalled. Where have you seen that? It can only happen in Zimbabwe. You know, in any country that is at law, that abides by its laws, it can never, this application was never supposed to see the light of the day. You can see that this is a ploy by ZANU-PF, a playbook from the CIO, who want to make sure that ZANU-PF has a two-third majority. They want more members of parliament. Emmerson Mnangagwa wants to change the constitution, and he's using every means available to ensure that he does that. And I'm surprised that people like Dr. Mavaza and many other ZANU-PF people are playing along with this, and they are even celebrating. They are going to find out that Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to declare himself a life president, and they will also be suffering just as much as us. This is the time that all Zimbabweans, including ZANU-PF, including members of parliament of ZANU-PF that are within the parliament, should stand up and say, we cannot accept this nonsense, because it's nonsense. You can never see this anywhere else except in from a rogue regime like ZANU-PF.
Let's go over to you, Mr. Mavaza, to close out this parliamentary session, because I'd like to get on to the case of Job Sikala. What's your take, Mr. Mavaza? Mr. Jokora is saying that your party is playing, you know, shenanigans so that you get two-thirds majority in parliament. What's going on?
Jokora is confused. He doesn't understand the parliamentary way. Firstly, the parliament has a register of CCC members. So if the letter comes on a CCC letterhead signed by the claim CCC spokesperson, speaker of parliament will put that letter to the leader of CCC in parliament to confirm. And the leader of CCC in parliament did not confirm what has been put to him. Instead, a letter then came from Chamisa to say he does not know that person, he's not their member. So you do not blame the parliament or ZANU-PF for the confusion in their own party. We don't know their members, we don't hold their register, and therefore the confusion is caused by the Triple C alone. You know, they are not called Triple C for nothing. They are really called the Coalition of Citizens Confusion. So it is not just NM. It is the reality. It is what they have. It is what they are showing the people of Zimbabwe. So this issue of recalling parliamentarians of the Triple C party has nothing to do with the parliament. Parliament totally.
Your line is not very good. It's not very clear, Mr. Mabaza. So we'll try to call you back or try to fix the line, but you are hiccuping. But let's move on to the case of Mr. Job Sikala, who we understand, Mr. Jokora, your party member, we understand that he has been taken ill in hospital and he was allowed to see doctors today. What's your take?
Yes, this is what we are talking about. This wanton breakdown of the law in Zimbabwe that people are just wantonly recalled, people are just wantonly arrested and thrown in jail, is what has happened with Job Sikala. Honorable Job Sikala is not a criminal. He shouldn't be in jail. There is no reason why he should be in jail in the first place. He has been sick, he has been ill, and ZANU-PF, through the prison officers, have been, you know, not allowing him to go and see his doctors and, you know, get help, medical help. And that's very unfortunate. But the bottom line is Honorable Job Sikala should not be in jail in the first place. He did not commit any crime. This is just ZANU-PF that is afraid of citizens, that is afraid of individuals. They know what a Job Sikala can do if he is out. And that's the reason why they've kept him in there. And that's the same thing that I'm saying again, that ZANU-PF is continually breaking the law by recalling our members of parliament. And that to us, there's no point of members of parliament belonging to Triple C to remain in that parliament. People should just walk out. The members of parliament should just walk out and leave ZANU-PF to do what they're doing, because we know that it's not going to end here. They are still going to continue to do that. They are going to go to other provinces and recall more members of parliament. So we don't have a law in Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF is doing a selective application of the law, and that's the reason why Honorable Job Sikala is suffering today.
Thank you, citizens,
we must say, this is it. This is the line. We can't do this anymore. And as citizens, we have to rise up and we have to defend our rights, defend Honorable Job Sikala's rights.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Mr. Mabaza, before we round it off, your take on what Mr. Jokora has just said, especially regarding Job Sikala. You know, people have been accusing your party and the government itself for putting an iron fist and ensuring that Mr. Sikala is not taken to court and is not given his time and day. What's your take?
The first thing is Mr. Sikala has been taken to hospital. That means we respect people's health issues. And again, Sikala is in custody because of crimes he has committed, 47 crimes in less than 2 years. And therefore, there is nothing wrong in detaining a serial offender. So Job Sikala is a serious offender, and he is actually there pending trial. Until trial is completed, Sikala's best place and safest place for him and for the country.
Thank you, Mr. Mabaza. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you, gentlemen. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guest, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of Triple C, and Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and of course you, the listeners at home. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is signing off in Washington, saying have a very good night.